I bet you, you don't want none.
Look out.
You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm KL Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. What's been going on, y'all? How y'all doing? How your mom and them doing? Grandma and them good?
Bruh.
That's what's up, man. That is what is up. So, just want to come to y'all. I don't know how quick this is going to be because this is a topic that I love talking about. We're going to talk about music. So, I asked a couple of coworkers just a few days ago. And it's a weird question, and it's probably going to be a weird question to y'all too. So I'll ask you all as well. Does anyone listen to music according to the quarter of the year that it is?
Nigga, what?
Well, let me change that. Does anyone have like quarterly music that you listen to? I know that you all listen to music. Well, I can assume that you all listen to music based on like the quarter of the year that it is. You know, want to listen to something where if it's summertime, you want to have that summertime feel. Or if it's, you know, fall, you know, you want to have that kind of feel when it comes to it. Like, for instance, one of my favorite midsummer, early fall songs is by Amerie, Fall in Love. And I've always thought like that song gives me that feel. But I'm not talking about like seasonal feel music. Does anyone just kind of break up their music selection just based on the quarter? And I ask this because I consume a lot of music, like a lot of music. And I go through, you know, my music selections kind of like the fiscal calendar at a corporate office.
What?
So like quarter one, we're going to listen to these songs. Quarter two, you know, these songs and so forth and so on. So here's my issue.
Hold up.
Again, I know it's a weird question, but this is my issue with it. Because of TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, why don't I just say social media? That'd have been real easy to say. Because of social media and all of these other streaming platforms, I run across new artists all the time. The problem with me running across new artists, and I just had this conversation with a friend today, they were telling me, it's amazing how I get on TikTok and I'm listening to these songs and I just think they're TikTok songs, and not realizing that they're real songs. That happened to me a few times because I'm like, oh, you know, I thought it was dope how this person flipped this song. And then, you know, you find the song on Apple Music or Tidal or whatever, and you're like, oh, shit, this is a real song. Had no clue. So my issue with that, though, my big problem is that once I find a new artist that I like, my sister told me to stop saying discover new artists because I didn't discover them. Someone already knew who they were. So when I find someone that I like, just from one song, I end up doing this deep dive down this rabbit hole. And as of late, it's been kind of disappointing because, you know, you listen to an artist and they've got this bop on this one song, and then they've got the same bop on another song, and then the same bop on the next song. And it, after a while, it sounds like you just heard one long song. Aww. So I had to stop myself and say, hey, instead of quarterly albums that you listen to, how about let's just do a few songs that you like by some of these new artists and go back and listen to some albums or some catalogs of artists that you do like, just kind of based on how you're feeling in that quarter. I know it's weird, but just follow me. So let's talk about the first quarter. Just passed. January, February, March. Victoria Monet showed up on my TikTok. I'm real late with the song that I was listening to because I was one of those people that was like, yo, this is a dope flip. And then listening to the song, I was like, yo, I'm really digging this. So I go down the Victoria Monet rabbit hole. There's a few songs that made the first quarter. Tyla, that's another one. There's a couple of her songs that made the first quarter. Now, for those of you who know me, you know that I listen to anything from classical to heavy metal. And I'm not talking about just listening and passing. I'm like fans of a lot of people. Ashley Amber. If you guys haven't heard of her, if you gals haven't heard of her, and I'm saying guys and gals for a real reason. Country star. African American lady. Black lady. Beautiful lady. Country star. I'm calling it now. She is a country star. Her content is absolutely amazing. I charge you all to go check her out. She has been in my playlist all first quarter. Ashley Amber. Please go listen. A-S-H-L-I-E-A-M-B-E-R. Ashley Amber. You guys will not be disappointed. And if you are, sorry. Because when I turned it on, I'm like, hold on. She's got a lot of soul for country. And then I'm listening and I was like, country got me crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Or whatever Tommy Davidson said to Juwanna. I was just getting in. But, you know, just in kind of listening to these artists, and it's all over the place for quarter one. All over the place. Because Drake and Sexy Red, they make an appearance. I've been listening to Rich Baby Daddy because I've been wanting that Miami bounce back. I've got this playlist called Club Music where it's got a bunch of that that Jersey club bounce, and it's got that Miami club bounce. And I'm not talking about new Miami. I'm talking about the Miami that they have been trying to bring back. The Uncle Luke and 2 Live Crew Miami is what I've been listening to as far as, you know, some of these new songs. Lathan, Freak It, if anybody I'm showing my age, but that shit is still a banger. I don't care what anyone says, but I've been listening to that kind of bop. So some familiar albums that I've circled back around to, I had to go back to high school. Silk, Tonight, a 2000 Watts album. Tonight is just one of those classics. One of those Butt Naked Please classics. Carl Thomas, Emotional. I went back and listened to that. I was I was helping my wife set up for someone's 25th anniversary, I want to say. And while I'm setting up, I got my headphones in and I'm singing this album, these two albums, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until we were done. It was Super Bowl Sunday, as a matter of fact. It's crazy. But yeah, so that was the familiar sound that I was wanting, because there's not a lot of people that you can just listen to their albums straight through. But there are people nowadays that they've got a pretty decent catalog, you know, a bunch of singles here and there. Cardi B. Cardi B made a special appearance several times. And quarter one, I had an opportunity to do a lot of traveling too. And in doing this traveling, it gave me an opportunity to listen to everything that was on my quarter one list. I had the time of my life, and the emotional roller coaster that my music sends me on is quite ignorant. If you don't believe me, ask her. Trust me. Vultures, Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. Shout out to them. They were on quarter one as well too. Even though I don't think they dropped until February, but they were definitely on quarter one. My brother, Just Relax, Chica. I was definitely playing that all quarter one. And I was shopping it around all quarter one too. We've got some great reviews on that. Shout out to the Latino community. I definitely appreciate that. And shout out to the folks that just like that Latino feel. That, or I'm sorry, am I being politically incorrect? That Latinx feel. Shout out, you know, to my community for that. to the majority for that as well. We got great feedback on it. I also listened to Land of the Kings because that album gives me such a winter feel. And there are some songs that give me a summer feel. But it was the compilation, Land of the Kings, True King Music Group. Shout out to True King Music Group. And that just kind of, that was my quarter one. Did I miss anything on the quarter? Oh, the documentary 2.0. I went back and listened to the Game's double disc. Yo, the Game makes excellent music. And if y'all don't believe me, just do yourself a favor and go check out the documentary 2. Check out LAX. He had one that dropped a couple years ago. That shit was fire. But it's been dope. So let's get into quarter two. In preparing to set up what I want to listen to quarter two, I still run across artists that I didn't know was out there. There's been a gentleman that's been in the game since 2016 and probably even before then. I just ran across him, I don't know, last weekend or weekend before last, and instant fan. But again, I go down these rabbit holes because I can't help myself. Three albums in, I'm still rocking heavy with this guy. He is from, I want to say, Durham, North Carolina. He goes by Marquis Steele. His new album, Sophomore Slump, I had to stop listening to it because I don't allow a lot of things to spill over into, like, from quarter one to quarter two. So I had to stop listening to the album because I had the album on repeat. It's been a long time since I've had an album on repeat. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was definitely on repeat. Sophomore Slump by Marquis Steele. M-A-R-K-E-E Steele. S-T-E-E-L-E. If y'all love hip hop, this dude is it. I cannot make this up. Like, this isn't me lobbying for a feature. I would love one. This isn't me, you know, just blowing smoke. I'm being, how the dudes up north say, I'm being dead ass, B. Like, this album is crack. And his catalog is absolutely amazing. My homeboy, Chris Jackson, is going to be proud of this one. Not a lot of what I call, well, what you all call, or the young folks call low vibrational music. Not a lot of these songs make my quarterlies, or these albums make my quarterlies. Metro Boomin, Future, We Don't Trust You is definitely quarter two. Just today alone, I've listened to that album twice. I don't know what it is. I know what caught my attention was when Kendrick Lamar dropped Bombs, and I'm hoping to have O Natty, aka Oral, aka OJ, aka Mr. Phillips, if you nasty, on the pod soon so we can kind of discuss that bomb that was dropped. I was trying to wait for the Light Skin Coalition to respond before talking about the new old form of hip hop. Because when I was coming up through hip hop, my early college years, we're talking, well, actually high school into college, when Nas and Jay-Z went at each other, when Dr. Dre and Jermaine Dupri went at each other, when Nelly and KRS-One were going at each other. Like, it's a sport, y'all. Like, this is competition. So that's what caught my attention about the album, though. It's like that. And then I heard Kendrick drop a verse, and I said, yo, what is Kendrick doing with Future again and not on the remix? Because the first time that, you know, I gave Future, like, a lot of love was when Kendrick was on the Mask Off remix. But this time around, he's featured on the song. As you all know, I'm a Kendrick fan. But I was strongly encouraged, hey, just check out the entire album. I listened to the album, blown away. This is definitely a staple in quarter two. And I am excited about it. I am super excited about it because this album is absolutely amazing. I'm still trickling in artists for quarter two. I'm still listening to a lot of different things saying, hey, is this going to be a staple? Is this not going to be a staple? And I will update you all on what I've discovered in quarter two, or what I've run across that I really like in quarter two. Before I go, I do want to speak to you all real quick about the reviews, and thank you for all the streams. Thank you for all the listens. Thank you for all the feedback. And I really, really want to talk to you all about the feedback for Money Talks, Get Money, the single that I released on February 29th. This is probably the song that I got the most feedback from. And it's been all over the place, which is what I love. I told I go by the Charlemagne method. It's the rule of 10. Three people hate you, three people love you, four people don't even know what's going on. So for those seven folks, the ones that love me, ones that don't know what's going on, I'm trying to win those seven. And the way I'm trying to win them is either one comes and three falls off, or two jump on the bandwagon and the other two fall off. I get all four, I get all three, or I get none. Just, I like to draw that line where it's one, two, three, or none, or four. I think I said that right. Anywho. So, I got a lot of this. Hey, send me the link. And I'm like, okay, cool. I used to get upset with that because I'm like, yo, the link is in the bio, the link is in the description, the link is here, the link is there. I don't care. I am sending it. And if you ask for it, I send it out. Doesn't matter. Oh, I don't have it on this platform. And the link has every platform. I don't have it on this platform. I find it on the platform they don't have it on, send it. Because as far as I'm concerned, I need the feedback. I need to know. You know, if you like it, you love it. If you do, if you don't, what happened? First thing that I got was, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, I'm used to you doing, you know, love songs. You know, I'm used to the smooth shit. I'm used to this, I'm used to that. So, I mean, it's cool for what it is, but, you know, go back to the other shit.
Damn.
I said, all right, cool. Love that. Jot it down. And I know that the whole Erykah Badu, keep in mind I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit, but even though I may feel that way sometimes, keep in mind I'm trying to get better, so everything helps. And that's my thing, everything helps. So another compliment, or well, all of them were compliments as far as I'm concerned, was this reminds me of watching P Valley. I could definitely hear this song in the background. I let my cousin hear it, and she immediately started shaking her ass to it. And I was like, wait a minute, because that thing didn't cross my mind when I heard it. Hey, I didn't realize that you rapped like this too. I like the hip hop version. I heard that. Oh my God, I didn't realize that you can switch your style up to doing this as well. What don't you do? Had no clue you were that talented. I knew you were talented, but I didn't know that it went that far. Like, so those kind of, that kind of feedback. And shout out to my homegirl Misha. What she did was she reposted it and reposted it again and was like, hey, if y'all hadn't checked this out, go check it out now. And I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't even realize that it was on her radar. And like, we're cool. we're not like we. It's not like a we talk every day. We're social media buddies. I met her years ago. She was inquiring about nursing. We were trying to help her get in school. But when she said that, I said, hold on. It stretched out that far? No clue. I had someone hit me up from across the pond saying, hey, send more like this. So the feedback has gone from, yeah, this cool or whatever. Nah, I don't like it at all, but I see what you're trying to do. Good try. To, hey, this is it. This lane, make more like this. I'm blown away. And the stream shows that it's at least connecting. Good, bad, or indifferent, ugly, whatever the case may be. But what I do want to say is I want to say thank you all for even listening. Like, this has been exciting for me to just get out there and have fun again with it. And yeah, that makes quarter two, because the reason why that song makes quarter two, I am a fan of it. I do think it was out of left field somewhere, like I explained in a pod before, even though I said that I have to stop trying to qualify it with an excuse. When I just dangle it out there, the difference shows. And I thank you all for that. Same thing with the pod. I thank you all for that. Without you all, I don't exist. So, well, I don't exist in this space. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know exactly what I'm saying. And without you all listening, I don't exist in the music space. But I know I've talked your ears off a lot. I know you're going to say, damn, Kelvin's talking a lot about music. I get super excited about music. But definitely appreciate you all checking out the pod. Thank you for letting me talk your ear off for about 23 minutes or so. Continue to subscribe, continue to like, continue to listen, continue to listen, continue to share, continue to share. Tell them to like, subscribe, listen, and share. This has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. I bet you don't want none. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out.